less candy?
No, 5%.
Any suggestions for manager duty?
Yeah, tell them you're a lawyer.
I have to. I'm Daniel, by the way.
Alicia.
So what are you doing, Alicia?
I'm a lawyer.
Oops.
Bad experience with lawyers?
Excellent.
Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Where are you?
You're not at work.
Nice to talk to you too, Eli.
I'm in jury duty. What's up?
They put you on a jury?
What's up, Eli?
Your friend Finn,
the one who's running for state's attorney, he's losing.
How can he be losing? The campaign hasn't even started yet.
Alicia, the
campaign started when Peter vouched for him. He needs to win. His competition, Castro, is out there getting endorsements. People don't know who Finn is. Who's his campaign manager?
He doesn't have one.
Well, he needs one. Coffee!
I've set up...
No! An interview with WEQT to introduce him.
Talk to him, Alicia.
No, thank you, Eli. They're calling me in now.
No one's calling you in.
Here they are. Bye.
Finn.
This is Eli Gold calling from the governor's office.
Yes, Mr. Gold. Hello. Look, I'm a little busy.
I set up an interview for today.
A local station, WEQT, at 6 p.m. Excuse me?
You're running for state's attorney.
I set up a TV interview. Be ready at 2. You said 6.
The interview's at 6. My prep is at 2. It'll take an hour. Come
back. I'll call you back. Ms. Lockhart. Hello. Finn Palmer.
Oh, yes.
So where can we do this?
Where can we?
The questioning.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your firm invited us to conduct the Pollard questioning here. So we're here.
Could you give me 1 second? Actually, come with me, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm an ASA and 3 policemen waiting for me.
Oh, yeah, that'd be for the Pollards.
Lyle Pollard?
Yeah, he called this morning. He said that that the police were at his home wanting to speak to his grandson. Kid was out, so I suggested he tell them to meet here and we'd supervise the questioning.
Regarding?
What?
The questions are regarding...
Oh, I have no idea.
Mr. Canning, why are you talking to my clients?
Well, your assistant couldn't find you this morning, and she said it was an important client. So I just took it. I mean, next time I won't if you go on with it.
Let me think about that.
Juror 68, you are excused. Also, juror 72.
You're familiar. Alicia, why do you look familiar?
I don't know. I have one of those faces.
Okay, first of all, go get the seats, please.
Could I get in trouble if I said I was a lawyer?
They're lying, you will.
No, so probably shouldn't.
Depends on your taste for adventure.
Diane, thank God. Is he here?
Robbie? No, not yet. What happened?
They say he's selling pot. Can you believe it? Robbie's selling pot.
Do you know why all the police?
Yeah, sure. You know why. They're still after me for the work I did in the 68 convention. They drive by the house every day. And here he is, Robbie.
Don't worry, I just went to the bathroom.
We need to talk. Just to be clear, I am allowing my client to answer a limited number of questions to aid your investigation, as long as the conversation is proper protected.
It is. Thank you. Do you know what Silk Road is, Robbie?
A black market site?
Yeah, it's a marketplace for the sale of drugs, marijuana, cocaine, MDA, heroin, assault weapons, and even murder. What Amazon is to book clubbers, Silk Road is to criminals. Have you ever logged into it?
No.
Not even to peruse it?
He already said no.
Well, $1.2 billion in illegal goods are bought and sold on Silk Road. Now, that makes it a class one felony for anyone involved in running the site.
I'm not hearing a lot of questions, Mr. Palmer.
We traced money from Silk Road to your computer.
You traced money? What money?
65 Bitcoin. Worth approximately $39,000. We found it deposited in Robbie's digital wallet.
I've never bought anything or sold anything on Silk Road.
The money that we traced was to an employee. You're an employee of Silk Road.
Robbie's in college. She's graduating in May. He's writing his thesis.
We've worked with Bitcoin before, Mr. Palmer. It's an anonymous currency. You can't trace it.
No, you couldn't until Mt. Gox was bankrupted. The Bitcoin exchange... Then law enforcement was suddenly allowed access to the servers, which meant that we could trace the Bitcoin to Robbie's computer. Now, a class one felony, Robbie, 4 years. 2, 15 years in prison.
Mr. Palmer, let's talk in private, shall we?
Yeah.
Mr. Canning, do you have a minute? Why aren't you arresting him?
I want to know what he knows.
What, so you're looking for a plea?
Yeah. Yeah, 1 year jail time for getting us to the top dog at Silk Road.
And yet you're questioning him here and not at the police station?
That's true.
You don't want to be seen strong-arming a kid with cerebral palsy?
Oh, come on.
Especially one who has an attorney like Lewis Canning.
Well, I'm Lewis Canning. Nice to meet you.
This is ASA Palmer. Why don't you describe your disorder, Mr. Canning?
Yeah, it's a type of dyskinesia. It's a neurological disorder.
Which plays well on camera, especially if he has a client with cerebral palsy.
Your client's involved in one of the biggest criminal conspiracies of the 21st century.
All you have is a few Bitcoin.
And you're running for state's attorney, aren't you?
What does that have to do with this?
Well, you wouldn't want to be seen falsely accusing another young man.
Especially since your last wrongful prosecution resulted in the death of an attorney and a witness.
I have a witness.
To what?
Your client participating in Silk Road, but you have another problem. Lyle Pollard. He's one of your richest clients, isn't he? Well, Robbie worked on Silk Road in his grandfather's basement. That means that I can freeze his grandfather's assets.
Juror Ford 99, please state your name.
Daniel Irwin.
And your occupation?
I design batteries.
What does that entail?
I'm working on a new lithium-ion battery that's 2,000 times more powerful than current batteries. It's for use in computers and in cars.
It's very impressive. Do you think that you could judge this case of indecent exposure fairly?
I don't know. I have friends who are lawyers, and you know, that might influence me.
The defense has no objections to this juror, Your Honor. Juror 503, please state your name.
Alicia Florek.
I see. You are the governor's wife.
I am.
And you're a lawyer.
Yes.
Well, very nice to meet you, Mrs. Florek. The defense would like to exercise this peremptory challenge.
Okay, the juror is excused. Thank you.
It's very nice to meet you.
Mr. Mouse, I'm a lawyer.
Good luck.
That's it. I'm done. No more jury duty.
That was easy.
Yeah. I'm coming in. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Nope.
What do you mean?
You're not coming in.
How am I not coming in?
Because forcing you to have a day off.
Carrie, thanks, but I have a lot.
No, you don't.
Seriously, how many days have you had off in the last 5 weeks?
I do. Same as me, you know it. So today is your day off. This is my gift to you. Take it.
Thanks, Carrie. You're a good man.
Nah, I'm a good partner.
Okay, I'm taking the day off. This is me taking the day off.
I didn't do it. I know, but how did this Bitcoin end up on your computer?
They use zombie computers. Maybe it was that.
He's been busy doing his graduate work. He's had no
time. Lyle, could you give us a minute?
What do you mean?
Could you step out for a minute?
Why?
I'll come and get you, please. They say they have a witness, Robbie. How could they have a witness? Lyle, wait in reception, please.
He's innocent. This is about the cops.
I know. Reception. Glenda, do you have a minute?
Sure.
Look, everybody wants to rebel. I mean, for me, in college, it was girls. The key is not to let it affect the rest of your life. Everybody wants a clean slate. This is a chance to make this yours. So, tell us. We'll find a way to tell your grandfather. He will understand. Believe me, I promise you.
What were you used for them?
For Silk Road.
Yeah. They wanted some business. They paid me to write client reviews to get more sales moving.
Right, but you didn't sample the product.
No, they weren't real reviews. They were just planted. You know, Great high, fast delivery. I created a rating system for the quality of the high. 5 William S. Burroughs. It was all a joke.
That's what you were paid for.
Yeah. What? I never did anything. I just wrote reviews.
But you abetted $1.2 billion in drug sales. It makes you an accessory.
Who paid you?
This is our investigator.
Hi.
I don't know. It was all done anonymously.
They say they have a witness, Robbie. Who can that be?
I don't know.
What?
There was this girl. I was just talking to her near school. I offered to write her review if she ever got on Silk Road to sell anything.
And what was her name? Hi, Corsica. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, come on in. I've got 2 new types, Northern Lights and B-52 on the coffee table.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. No, not tonight. But look, someone's here. I'll call you back, okay?
So what are you looking for?
Actually, I'm looking for information on Robbie Pollard.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, I think you already had something to say to the police. You're not in any danger. I just want to know what you told the police.
They were going to arrest me. All I did was give his name.
Did you give any other names?
No. I've never met anyone else from Silk Road. I told them Robbie offered to write me a review, that's all. I didn't tell them everything.
What do you mean by everything?
You know. That Robbie invented Silk Road.
Look, I told Corsica I invented Silk Road, but I didn't know she'd believe me. I just said it. I was just... She was pretty, and I was trying to impress her.
Well, she believed you.
But she didn't call the police?
No, she said she was worried that Robbie would hurt her.
That I would?
She said that you were in charge of Silk Road, it was your invention, and that you had $100 million in Bitcoin hidden away in Iceland.
Robbie, if you aren't in charge of Silk Road.
I'm not.
Then you have got to give the ASA something he can use. Do you have anything that would lead to someone higher up?
No, it was all anonymous.
How did they contact you? The leaders of Silk Road?
Through email. But it was over TOR, everything encrypted.
You show me?
I have to do the voice recognition. It's programmed for my dysarthria. Computer, launch TOR. Go to Cloak and Veil.
Where are we, Diane?
Not committing ourselves. We might be willing to make a deal.
Good. We want the guy who runs it.
Trying to work on that now. Roger. Hi. Thank you for the flowers.
No, I wanted to thank you. Great work. Some of your best yet.
Thank you. I'm just, which work are we talking about?
Business plan. Talk about going the extra mile.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. So, Roger, I don't remember you asking me to do this work. When did you call?
About a month ago.
Did we talk?
No, you were out. Your assistant sent me on to,
Lewis Canning?
No, David something.
Oh, David Lee.
Yeah, that's it. Funny guy. He said he'd give you the message.
Well, anyway, thank you so much. Polly, you can go home now. You're fired.
The emails are anonymous, but there is a message at the bottom of each of them. Prepare to be amazed. It's a signature of some kind.
You're saying if you can find it anywhere else on the web?
Yeah, somewhere unprotected.
Good. I need something else. You said you could help me when I needed it. Could you find out if moves are being made against me?
Moves?
It might be nothing, but my assistant was sending client calls on to Canning and David Lee.
Well, that sounds like something.
Yes, it does. But I want to know what before I act.
Good. You seem different, Diane.
Different? I do? Different good or different bad?
No, different good.
Clint, I feel like I'm channeling Will's ghost.
Well, then take care of him. What's next, Zach?
Pull out the wire furthest to the right. Not the high one, the low one. That's closest to the blue light.
What blue light?
Is the TV on?
Yes.
Okay, so click the remote on and off, and you should see a blue light.
No, nothing's happening.
Mom, which remote are you using?
The silver one?
No, use the other one.
Which one?
The black one.
Zach, they're all black.
The black one with a million buttons.
Kim, can you get Mrs. Flores' scarf?
And my laptop.
No.
Carrie.
You'll just work, and you're not supposed to work.
How's the gower suit?
It's good.
Are they paying?
I'll pay them off. Okay. Go. Have fun.
Hello? Oh, hey, Mom. Lunch. Actually, I'm a bit busy today. Yeah, no, maybe another time. Okay, good talking to you, too. Mom, are you still there? You know, actually, I think I can make it. No, something just dropped through. Good, I'll see you there. Wow. You really are bored.
Shit. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Mom.
Will was such a special person who made me laugh.
Thank you.
You want me to shut up?
No, what do you mean?
Oh, the way you said thank you. After your father died, at one point I was just all cried out and I just wanted people to shut up.
No, it's just that... Stand up.
It's just what?
It's unreal. Like he's still there, you know, or that he was never there at all.
Yeah. That's the worst part, when you can't remember what they look like. A thing to do is pray.
Pray?
Yeah. Talk to him. Talk to Will. He'll listen. He may not answer, but there'll be things in the middle of the day. It seems like he's answering, you know, a balloon sky. Leaf on the tree. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Just working some spells. You're smart. You're going to figure it out. I don't know if I want to be a lawyer anymore.
Then where are you going to be?
I don't know. It's not about what I want to be. It's... I don't know if I can...
Hey, there you are, Veronica.
I thought we said 1:30.
No, I got up early, so...
Oh.
Hi, Logan.
Oh, this is my daughter, Alicia. Logan wanted to join us for lunch.
You look beautiful.
Oh.
Actually, I have to get back to work. I got a text, and I'm a little...
Late. No.
Stay. No, they need me at work. Mom, nice to meet you, Logan.
You too.
Anyway,
Station 4.
That was you.
Hey.
Did she get on another jury?
No, I just, I thought I left something in court. My wallet.
Did you find it?
No, not yet. I might have left it at work.
Well, you want to have lunch? 90 minutes.
He's worried about what you think of him.
Did he do these reviews for money?
And the adventure. He's a good boy. He's very embarrassed.
And if he turns on these Silk Road people, will he be in danger?
The police don't think so. These buyers and sellers on the internet tend to be pretty innocuous.
He'll keep them safe.
Diane, can we talk?
I'll try.
You fired Pauline.
My assistant? Yes, why?
She wasn't doing anything wrong.
What are we talking about here?
She sent your client calls on to me because I asked her to. I also asked her not to tell you.
And why did you do that, David?
You've been missing things. Since Will died, you have been missing meetings. You haven't been returning calls. Clients are starting to comment.
Which clients?
You've been coming in later. People are saying you're not answering your cell.
Which clients?
Roger Lux. Vito Conning. I did it as a favor, Diane. I wasn't trying to horn in on your business. I did this work without any credit. I said it was you.
Thank you, David.
Okay. It's the last nice thing I do. From now on, take up your own slack.
Here and here, see? The sender from Silk Road had a phrase, prepare to be amazed. Now, we can't trace these emails back, but Robbie was hired because of his reviews on Amazon, and so we scanned the reviews and we found this. It's a review of an Ayn Rand book, and there it is again. Prepare to be amazed.
This one has an IP address.
1 year probation, no jail time.
With a conviction.
Jeremy Barber. He's a local.
We
have a warrant to search your apartment. Damn it. Is that it? Is that Jeremy
Barber? Yeah. Glenda, why do people let you on at crime scenes?
Oh, yeah. Cops like me. How well did you know her?
Corsica. She was nice to me.
She named you to the police.
She was in trouble.
Robbie, we think she may be connected to this man's death.
When I questioned Corsica, she said she didn't know anybody at Silk Road, and yet her pot label was found at the crime scene.
They're not honoring the plea bargain, Robbie. We need something on Corsica.
How many times did you meet her?
Just that once.
And did you bring up Silk Road, or did she?
I don't remember.
Now listen to me. Either this woman, Corsica, is setting you up, or you run Silk Road. Because that's what the police are thinking right now. So you help us, or you go to jail. But those are your options.
Robbie, you need to help them.
I set up the cloud for our computer.
It's the governor's wife.
Yep.
What's that like?
Clarifying.
Being too loud?
No. What is that card? Who's that for?
Oh, it's kid, Anthony.
Oh, how old?
Yeah, 14. Oh, well, now 15. He's amazing. He writes his little stories. They're like New Yorker stories. They're kids?
Yeah, two. A boy and a girl. 16 and 18.
16 and 18? When did that happen? When you're 12? Well, I'm glad you came along. I thought this day was just going to be a waste. Yeah, right?
Will you excuse me? What's wrong with you? Just tell me you have to go. I'm so
No, let's at least put it.
Let me pay.
Did you lost your wallet?
My other wallet.
Alicia, look, I don't have friends. I work a lot, and I'm private, so what I'm about to say didn't mean anything. I mean, anything serious. Your duty takes me till 6:30. I was planning on coming back here just getting a drink. Didn't you accept? And just a drink, nothing more.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. I know you're married, and kids, and I'm not into tangled up either, but I still want to have a drink with you.
Why?
I like you. Think you're funny. I'd want to drink with you if you're a man or chimpanzee. All right. Let's leave it at this. I'm coming back here at 7 and great wine list. If you're here, I'll be very happy. If you're not, I'll be less happy. But then this is a nice lunch.
I have to go.
With your credit card. She hasn't taken it yet. I'll pay. You go.
Okay, thanks.
Remember, 7 o'clock.
I'm Finn Palmar, and I'm running for Cook County State's Attorney because I think the office is currently being mismanaged.
In what way mismanaged?
James Castro is a good man, but...
He's not a good man. What does that mean, a good man?
James Castro is a friend of mine.
Nobody cares. What can you do for me?
Stop serving political interests and convict criminals.
Are political interests being served?
Yes. For the past 3 years,
no.
The office... Governor Florek was state's attorney for 2 of those years. But it's the truth.
You're under the impression this interview is about the truth?
For the past year, the office has been mired...
Good. Tell me about being shot.
Sorry, what?
The interview is to introduce you. Tell me about being shot.
I was in court... A defendant took a sheriff's gun, killed a witness, and then tried to shoot himself.
And you're already back in court prosecuting cases.
It's my job.
Good. People say you're a hero.
Do we have to do this?
No one will remember your 5-point plan. They'll remember a hero trying to save a dying man.
I wasn't a hero. Well, Gardner was the hero. When Jeffrey Grant started shooting, he tried to take the gun.
Good, good. Say that.
Will was the hero.
Mm. Humility. A hero doesn't brag, he deflects, but he still has to describe. People need to hear the horror. Do you have some comment to make, Mr. Palmar?
That's the reason the governor's endorsing me this year.
No, the governor's endorsing you because he doesn't like Castro. I'm establishing your value through the shooting. If society valued kindness and a good haircut, I'd establish that.
Hi, Diane. What do you mean? Corsica. What did you find out? I gotta go.
The interview's at 6. Be on time.
Yeah.
What?
Jeremy Barber is dead. You know who that is? You said that you didn't know any other names connected with Silk Road.
I didn't want to get him in trouble. What happened?
He was murdered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there are a lot of services sold on Silk Road. Smuggling, kidnapping, also murder for hire.
It was Robbie. He was trying to get rid of anybody who could hurt him.
Where you are? Recognize this?
Why?
And these?
I don't know them.
These photos were found in your cloud account. And there was an encrypted email to one of the hitmen.
Oh, I'm being set up. You have to believe me.
Mr. Newstein, you're under arrest.
It's Robbie, not me.
I have the right to remain silent.
She's lying. I'm setting her up.
Yes.
This is insane. Who is this girl?
It's her cloud account. She left evidence of the scene.
She said that you created and ran Silk Road, that you were... worried about Jeremy Barber turning on you if you were arrested, and that you used your Bitcoin to hire someone to kill him.
And the cloud account?
That Robbie had access to it, so he could have planted it there.
So,
Is there arrest on the horizon, Mr. Palmer?
I've arrested Miss Dinnerstein, but I might need Robbie's help to testify against her.
You asked to see us?
Are we being scolded?
You need to stop courting my clients.
We're not courting anyone, Dan.
You need to take better care of them.
No, David, that won't work with me.
What won't?
Try to make me think it's my fault. Kalinda?
You've met on 8 separate occasions outside of work in the last 2 weeks.
We like each other.
You don't like anyone, David.
You also requested records of billable hours and partner compensation.
So what would you conclude from that, Alicia? Diane?
You're isolating me. You're gaslighting me. You're trying to take over the managerial spot.
Tell her.
You sure?
Yeah.
We've been estate planning. That's why we met 8 times outside the office. Actually, I think it was 9. My assistant gets things wrong.
Estate planning? What, are you 2 getting married?
I'm dying. Doctors gave me 12 months to live. I have children and a wife, and I need to get my affairs in order.
That's why the urgency of the estate planning.
That's why I came here. I wanted to have a home, somewhere I can make amends.
How long have you known this?
2 months. I really don't want anyone else to know. And I don't want any pity. And I don't want anyone crying. I just do me that kindness.
I will. I'm sorry.
It has to happen to all of us.
He's a good guy.
I did until he said I don't want pity.
You want me to find out?
Yep.
Sex is a chimera. I saw a crack whore eat her own arm. I saw a baby drown like a cat. Sex keeps us occupied, because reality can't be endured. Even this will end in smoke.
I didn't know he'd get there so early. I thought we'd have more time for lunch.
Hi, Mom.
What are you doing?
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, whatever it is, I'm going to do it with you.
Yes, for the last 12 months, the office has been mired in sloth and politics.
Let's talk about the event of March 20th.
Yes, that was terrible.
And in your own words, what happened?
Well, a defendant took a sheriff's gun, killed a witness, and then tried to shoot himself.
Did you think you'd make it out alive?
Come on. Well, there really wasn't time to think. A man was in front of me, bleeding.
This was the opposing attorney?
Yes, he'd been shot.
And you were trying to cover him, even though you were wounded?
Come on, you can do it. Mandy, I'm sorry. Will Gardner was the hero. I was just lucky.
Yes. Why is that?
He tried to get the gun away from Jeffrey Grant. I just...
You just tried to protect Will.
I wish I'd done more.
This wasn't your first brush with tragedy, was it, Mr. Palmer? Your sister, Leah, committed suicide a few years ago after a long battle with drug addiction.
It'll be 3 years in June, yes.
I understand your family took a tough love approach, refusing to help her those final days.
What are you doing, trying to blindside us?
As any family who's dealt with drug addiction knows, you try everything because you desperately want to save them. Rehab, psychiatrists, interventions, and yes, tough love.
Would you say this was an instance where tough love failed?
Drug addiction is an insidious disease. I think the hardest lesson for all of us was knowing that no matter what we did to help, ultimately, it wasn't up to us.
Good.
How did she know about Leah?
I don't know. Probably Castro. You did well.
No, I didn't. I should have told her to go to hell.
That's when you know you're a true politician. When you don't.
You didn't deserve this, Norma Jean.
You called me.
No,
It was Owen. He called us both because he was staying at Dad's that weekend.
Oh, right. Owen started crying. Dad is dead. Oh, I remember. I couldn't catch my breath. I just couldn't breathe. Oh, I thought he'd live forever.
I thought he lived longer than you.
Now he was strong as an ox, wasn't he?
I always thought you two would get back together.
Tried. Some people are just better at being friends. Why are you looking at your watch? Are you afraid the kids are going to come home and see us both drunk?
I'm not drunk.
Then why are you looking at your watch?
It's on my wrist. I'm like him, aren't I?
What do you mean?
Stuck being the good one. He talked about work. How he'd always stay late cleaning up after everyone. Dad said, there are people who make the mess and people who clean up.
And you two are the cleaners.
I don't know what I am anymore. Nothing's as simple as it used to be.
What's going on, Alicia?
I'm spinning, Mom. I can't stop. I shouldn't have stopped working.
Oh, honey, you're just hurting. I'm so sorry you have to go through this.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, sweetheart.
No. This poor baby, nobody does.
Anything uncanny?
Diane, if I had information that would make you withdraw as Robbie's attorney, would you want it?
Yes.
I was looking at emails from Corsica's cloud storage. This is an email request for Jeremy Barber's rotor. She told him that she wanted to purchase something from him, except she wrote purchase like the fish.
It's an autocorrect glitch.
No, purchase isn't spelled anything like the fish, but they do sound alike.
Voice recognition software.
Yeah. It's a speech recognition glitch. And it's the same mistake that shows up 4 times in Robbie's reviews on Soap Road. It looks like Robbie did set up Corsica.
Well, that's not good.
And my apologies, but something's come up. I'm going to have to withdraw myself from this case.
Really? Why's that?
There's a conflict. That's all I'm able to say. I'm sorry.
What's going on, Diane?
I'm referring the Pollards to another law firm. Thanks for coming over here.
Hey, Alicia. You got a minute?
I do. How are you doing?
Oh, it's been a long day.
Here, too.
Look, I'm on case. Lockhart Gardner is on the other side. Or was. Diane just withdrew herself from the case for no reason. Now, is that like her?
Well...
Do you feel comfortable discussing this?
Yes, it's not like her.
The clients are her friends, the Pollards.
Oh, I know them.
The grandson?
No, I don't know him.
Is there a chance the client intends to perjure himself?
Well, I can't say for certain, but it would be one reason why Diane would back out. She would never suborn perjury.
Okay, thanks. Hey, sounds like you're on the street. You all right?
I had a day off.
Sounds good.
Did Eli get a hold of you?
Yeah. He's the Terminator hero.
Yeah. Eli is good at that.
That's right. He already turned you into a saint.
Yep. Talk to you later.
How can you just withdraw?
It's best for Robbie that I do.
Why? Tell me why.
I can't.
Diane, you're abandoning us.
My apologies.
Oh, thank you. That's very helpful.
Sounded like it went poorly.
Not great. Do you have something?
Yeah.
On Canning?
Yes.
So is he dying? Or is he trying to screw me?
He is dying. And he's trying to screw you.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.